This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I have very few preconditions for the interviews I do on this program. Within reason, I'll talk to almost anybody about almost anything. For the interview you're about to hear, though, I did draw a line. I said I would do it only if I got to say blech on the air. The immediate object of my blechdom is cottage cheese, the subject of a story in the Wall Street Journal the other day, headlined, "Could Cottage Cheese Ever Be Cool?" I think you know where I stand. Ellen Byron had the byline on the piece. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
So I know that reporters don't get to choose their own headlines, but could cottage cheese ever be cool? The answer has to be no, right?
Well, you'd think so. And yes, that headline did get some jokes from our readers who said, just put it in the refrigerator.
Right. Get it? Refrigerator? Cool. Get it? Come on. But here's the deal. Cottage cheese comes with some baggage.
It does. It was this 1970s diet food that has a reputation it's desperately trying to shed. It's often thought of as being lumpy, watery, old-fashioned, and usually inconvenient.
Yeah. All of which are true, right? I mean, if you think about it, first of all, it goes on like a pineapple slice, and it just doesn't look all that appetizing. Who had the idea to bring back cottage cheese?
Well, there's a number of players, actually, who really want a cottage cheese revival. There are some entrenched players who have been around for generations who are trying to shake up their packaging, add some exciting flavors. And then there's newcomers, upstarts, who are trying to really eke out some advantage in the dairy aisle by saying, look, this food is so high in protein, it's low in sugar, let's shake it up and remind people that cottage cheese is good.
Cottage cheese is envious of Greek yogurt, basically, is what you're saying, right? Because Greek yogurt came on and everybody was like, oh, this is the greatest thing. And cottage cheese is sitting there going, wait, what about me?
Yes, Greek yogurt is truly known as a darling of the dairy aisle because it came onto the scene and some years ago and just proclaimed its high protein content. Yeah. But now as that category is maturing, people are eager to find a new star in that aisle, and they're hopeful that cottage cheese might do that.
This is not a small market, we should say. I mean, they've got a small share of dairy cottage cheese does, but they do like $1 billion a year.
That surprised me, actually, because sometimes it's even hard to spot cottage cheese in the refrigerated
yes,
cases
is.
Because it is so small. But yeah, it still pulls in $1 billion a year. And that is what has a lot of people in the cottage cheese business excited. There are people already buying cottage cheese. Let's get them to buy more of it. And then let's try to grab some eyeballs from the yogurt section.
And they're doing it with single-serving portions. And also, you got to admit, some gimmicky flavors, right? That, like, there's Kalamata olive flavor and basil parmesan and all kinds
roasted
of stuff.
Roasted red pepper, even maple and vanilla. Yes, they're all over the place. And, again, that is definitely trying to draw your eyeballs to these cottage cheese packages.
Which do you prefer, large or small curd?
I think I'm a small curd kind of person.
All right. Well, so there's actually a substance behind that question, which is one of the experts you talked to in this piece talked about how, and I can't actually believe I'm saying this, cottage cheese is harder work because you have to chew more?
Yeah. And so this brand manager at Organic Valley, he was saying, look, it can be more satisfying because you do have to chew more than with a creamy yogurt. You'll like it better.
Last time I had cottage cheese, I don't think I chewed. You just kind of snork it down, right?
Well, this is one of the really fun parts of covering the food industry, to be honest, is that there really are experts in this industry who concentrate on your jaw motion as you eat different food and wonder if one might make you buy more than another.
Ellen Byron is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal in New York. Ellen, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks.